Remarks made by Sister White at a council meeting held January 17, 1897. The meeting I had with Brother Lawrence on Friday was very encouraging to me. I felt that the Lord had been working. I saw that an opening had been made. If Brother Lawrence would consent to have his avaricious spirit killed, if he would commence to work as God would have him, God would work with him and use him. Brother Lawrence said that he wished this work to go deep. He wanted everything that was hindering him to be taken out of the way. This is the position that every one of us should take. We should desire that everything hindering our spiritual advancement be removed. I have heard something in regard to the sale of a horse by the board to Brother Lawrence. The facts in reference to it were laid before me. I thought that we had better have this matter understood, so that it could be put right. For Brother Hare must give an account of this horse and his disposition of it. I must say I am very much astonished at the way this matter has been managed. I do not think Brother Hare can render a very good account. I want the matter presented so we can understand it. A statement made by Brother Hare in regard to the sale of the horse was then read, after which Sister White said, "This matter should be straightened out. We want Brother Lawrence to go free. In his blindness, Brother Lawrence has looked only to himself, studied himself, figured for himself. There ought to be a change in this respect. I am glad Brother Lawrence has paid Brother McCann. It was right and just to do this. I am glad that he has turned the cow over to the school. Under the circumstances, it seems the right thing to do. Now we want to understand about the horse trade. For from the light I have received, it has been next to an impossibility for Brother Lawrence to purchase anything unless it was cut down to the lowest figure. While, if he wished to sell anything, he wanted the highest price that he could get. He has educated himself in these lines, but they are not right lines. The principles Brother Lawrence has followed are wrong from the very beginning. And it is going to be as hard as death for him to change his practice of accepting articles at the lowest price and selling them again at the highest figure. But unless it is given up, this practice will draw up from his spiritual life every particle of sap and nourishment. And if he ever recovers, it will be only by the help of God. No matter what the transaction was, it was right for Brother Lawrence to refuse to accept the terms when he saw that he was taking too much from the school. No matter who made the arrangements, Brother White or Brother Hare, if Brother Lawrence's vision had been clear, he would have seen that they were cheating themselves. Suppose I enter into a business transaction with Brother Hare. I do not clearly understand the matter, but after it is explained to me, I accept his terms. Afterwards, Brother Hare sees that I am being wronged by this transaction. It is his place to come and explain the matter to me, that I may not cheat myself. Brother Lawrence knows very little of the true missionary spirit, although he came here that his influence might help upbuild the cause and work of God. His course has been a terrible disappointment. If he had been a faithful steward when matters were being arranged for the sale of the horse, he would have gone to his brethren and said, "You are cheating yourselves and robbing the cause of God. I do not want you to do this." Had he done this, he would have raised himself in the estimation of God, who has said, "I will make a man more precious than gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir." From the pillar of cloud, the Savior instructed Moses in the principles that should guide his people. We must study these principles, for they apply to us just as surely as they applied to the children of Israel. We are called the Israel of God, and we should follow closely the teaching of Christ in regard to our conduct toward one another, for we shall one day have to meet face to face the one who laid down these principles. By giving his life for the world, Christ shows that he places a high value upon human beings. When we deal with our fellow men, we must bear in mind that we are dealing with Christ's property.
W.C. White seemed to think that we should do all we could to keep Brother Lawrence at Avondale, because if he went away dissatisfied, his influence would hurt the work. This matter was opened before me. I saw the past, the present, and the future as plainly as if it had been written in a book. I know that all has been done that should be done to keep Brother Lawrence here and keep him satisfied. I know that God does not approve of it. You are encouraging him in selfishness, which God despises. Not until Brother Lawrence is willing to crucify his avaricious spirit, not until he refuses to accept the temptations of Satan and drops his covetousness as he would drop a serpent that was stinging him to death, can God work through him or his course be pleasing to the Lord. It has been opened plainly before me that Brother Lawrence thinks his labors of more value than they are. He places too high an estimate on his labors, for he cannot accomplish the work that he supposes. A younger man could come and do as much and harder work for less wages. When a man gets beyond the prime of life, he cannot do the work he could do when he was younger, and therefore it is not right for such a man to demand such high wages. Because Brother Lawrence could not have what he supposed was his right, he sat for weeks and weeks on the enemy's idle stool, tempting the devil to tempt him, by filling his mind with conjectures and doubts, and counting as an offense those things that were no offense at all. Brother Shanna would never have taken the position he has unless others had set the example of idleness. Brother Lawrence said he wants this work to go deep, and, as one of God's children, I felt that this matter must be taken hold of. He must see his transaction as it really is. Not for the value of the horse, no, no, but for the value of his own soul, for the value of correct principles, for the value of the right that must be seen and understood. I have tried to present before our people how we should deal with one another. And if ever God helped me, he helped me when I spoke to the students in the hotel and tried to present Christian principles. Ye are laborers together with God. If we profess to be laborers together with God, and yet do not deal with strict rectitude towards one another, the Lord does not acknowledge us as his children. Brother Lawrence, I love your soul, and I want you to be saved. I desire to see the qualities that have been buried beneath the rubbish brought to the surface. I hope this may be done. Your soul is too precious to be trifled with. You cannot afford to sell it for a mess of pottage. I speak not because of this particular transaction, but because of the principles that involves. Heaven is worth something to us, and if it is worth anything, it is worth everything. Christ died for your soul, Brother Lawrence. He has purchased it at an infinite cost, the blood of the Son of God, and God would have you center your life in Jesus. I know it is a case of life or death with you. The money involved in the sale of the horse is not straw in comparison with the eternal result. We shall sow what we reap. The reaping time is coming. We want to be prepared for it. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not because of the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
I desire that Brother Lawrence shall know what the blessing of the Lord is. I hope that when he sees anything that is hindering his Christian advancement, he will take it out of the way. Let us be Christians in every sense of the word, and the blessing of the Lord will rest upon us. I would give more for the blessing of God than for this house full of gold. In every transaction with our fellow men, we should ask ourselves the question, am I doing as I would be done by? Would I feel that my action was right were I in my neighbor's place? The enemy strives to lead us to indulge our natural temperaments, but we are to conquer in the name of Christ. Our souls must be clean in the sight of God. It is only by standing on the Lord's side that we can do the Lord's work. If we are not on His side, we must be aiding the enemy. It is only as we have the mind of Christ that we can reveal Christ.
The great point that we should keep always before our mind is that those who are in connection with this work must manifest a spirit of sacrifice. If we come here, desiring to receive all we can for ourselves, we might better stay away. It is not the right spirit to manifest. It will eat away all the missionary spirit. It is God's design that the school shall be established here, and He desires us to cooperate with Him by working unselfishly for His cause. Those who are here to grasp everything they can get, even though the interests of the school suffer, should go away. God cannot use them. He calls for workers who are willing to deny themselves, who will take up their cross daily and follow Him. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. God longs to see us manifest the spirit of sacrifice, wearing Christ's yoke, and working as He worked.